can help you?
Yeah, Andrew, please.
Andrew, yeah, Max is speaking.
I couldn't hear you. This is Ruben. Is he in?
Yeah, he's fixing something. 1 second, okay?
Thanks.
Champs, this is Andrew.
Hey, buddy. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Ruben. What's going on?
So I just want to give you an update. I sent the documents out, and now, as of course expected, you know, everyone is advising our customer, how about this, how about this, how about this, how about this? And I honestly, I just hate talking to all these people, but I just grit it and do it. I'm talking to the uncle and the daughter, but I just wanted to share some information with you. I'm confident that this is the best approval. I don't think these customers understand, like, it's like, hey, look, there's no pressure from me, but time payment can offer you $12,000. You know,
right.
People that, like, kind of, they pop their chest out and they go, the interest rate's too high. And I go, your payment's $2,500 a month for 87 grand. They don't understand that no one will lend them money. They just don't understand
right.
that because a lot of these customers, they say, well, I got a hotel and I put $1 million down to get a real estate loan, so therefore I should get all this free money. And the truth is, you know, their documents aren't really there. They've got I don't know if you're aware of this. The hotel that they do own, that we're using to kind of strengthen the deal, there's a lawsuit pending against them on that hotel. So it's not me like beating them up. They have a really good approval, but ultimately they're trying to negotiate over $200 a month. And I'm a lender. I lend out my own money. I also work with other lenders. I sent their loan to about three or four other lenders, and those three or four other lenders said, get F out of here with this nonsense. It's just too risky.
Yeah.
We don't want to touch it. So what I'd only appreciate for you is this. There's a chance this deal goes really smoothly. There's also a chance this deal falls apart. If they come back to you and kind of press on you, I'd like you to say, hey, look, just so you know, I do have another approval for you, but it's really not for much money, and it's at a very high rate. You know, time payment rates aren't cheap. So I just appreciate you backing me up, assuming they want to push, because sometimes customers tend to shop. They tend to shop themselves out of deals, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so how much are they approved for? Like
they're
right
approved
now?
They're approved for the full amount, and it's at really
good 87 grand, right?
And if it's higher, we can do more, but here's what I'm going to do. I have full approval for them where they have docs. They're like reviewing them. They want me to talk to the uncle. I'm going to talk to them a little later in about 10 minutes to go over some terms and hopefully get this thing wrapped up. They can always.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way they are. I you know, when I try to sell them the, you know, some products, you know, they charge a nickel and dime. That's just their attitude. But
yeah.
I know in the end they're gonna you know just sign the contract. They don't have any other option. So
that's the way that I'm playing it. The way that I'm playing it is, hey, look, if you want to pay cash, pay cash.
They got the money to pay for it. So. Yeah,
exactly.
I have a meeting with them this afternoon. So let me talk to them. I think they're coming around 1:00. Let me talk to them and you know, and if anything comes up, I'll give you a call back and let you know. Okay.
No worries, but I have a call. I just spoke to Sanjay actually. He wants me to speak to his brother-in-law, so I'm gonna give him a call right now to go over this and hopefully get this wrapped up. Okay.
Okay. All right. That worked. All right. Thank you, Ruben. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Bye.